Previously with the Chicago Bears this summer, Western Illinois product Lance Lenoir now finds himself catching passes as a wide receiver for the Dallas Cowboys, signed ahead of their recently concluded minicamp. Named to their first team All-Missouri Valley Conference twice over his Leathernecks career, Lenoir holds a school record for receptions, yards, touchdowns, and both 100 and 200-yard games. Having also recorded 41 straight games of a reception, Lance Lenoir's toughness and consistency will help him make an impact at the next level despite going undrafted. Lance joins us now on InsideTheStar.com. Thanks so much for being here, and how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me.
So to start off, what is the one thing that Cowboys fans should know about you when it comes to your game and what you bring to this team as a receiver?
I'm a great competitor. I got great hands, great routes. I'm gonna go hard every play. I'm gonna help contribute to the team. Hopefully bring a Super Bowl championship to Dallas.
And so what trait do you personally think, gives you the best chance to make an impact right away with this team? Kind of what are you most comfortable doing in any offense? Because I know when I watched you on the Western Illinois tape, it was a lot of, short routes earlier in the game, but then later in the game, you'd be able to go downfield pretty comfortably as well, make a lot of plays, and really just, again, as you said in your own words, competing, doing whatever the team needed you to do to help them win. How can you kind of translate that to the next level?
I can do a lot, first off, we have great, great competitors like Dez Bryant, Cole Beasley, Terrence Williams. So those are great guys to learn from and great vets. So I'm just playing my role and just playing special teams and working on strengthening that and being a great special team. And also bringing, good routes, strong hands, and just being consistent and doing anything the coach asks and needs me to do.
How much did your short experience with the Bears help you feel a little bit more comfortable over this past week at minicamp?
I was definitely comfortable. Just, it wasn't something new to me. Again, I was already at this position, so I was just comfortable coming in and going there and doing what I had to do.
And so how is working with, players like, and you already mentioned some of them, a lot of talented players on this Cowboys offense, to say the absolute least, Dez Bryant, Terrence Williams, the veteran Jason Witten, your young quarterback, Dak Prescott, just – how has it been just being around these guys and, the beautiful facility there at the Cowboys just opened the store, and it has to be a pretty surreal thing for you, just not only knowing that this is the team you have a chance with, but, your teammates right on your side of the ball are all young, ready to win, and very talented.
Yeah, being around a great group of guys like that is very a good motivation. And though, like I said, Jason Witten is a Hall of Fame guy, Pro Bowler Dez Bryant is a Hall of Fame guy. Pro Bowler, as a Pro Bowler, potentially become a Hall of Famer, keep doing what he's doing. And Ezekiel Elliott, being around those guys is just a lot of motivation. And they come in with a mindset and come in with a strong attitude, and it affects and it wears off on us. So we got to bring it each and every day and just, I look up to those guys and glad to be in this position.
Are you particularly kind of drawn to this offense by, the physicality that they play with? But that's something that, again, you'll see in your game, and they have this offensive line that just is the best in the league. They come out and maul you. We all know that. And you mentioned Zeke Elliott, the benefactor of that is the main running back, and then also with Bryant and those guys out there, including you at the wide receiver position. Is that kind of something that you really, I guess, admire in this offense?
Of course, yes. Being a tough receiver. And Coach Dudley is a great guy. He kind of lets you bring some nastiness with you, and he likes that. So I feel comfortable being here. And like I said, I'm glad to be here and just ready to get to work.
Is there a receiver in the NFL you've tried to study and model your game after since at a young age or in your college days?
Yeah, it's funny you said that, and it's crazy that guy always said Dez Bryant. So I looked to him when I was young and also in college. I always admired his game and his nastiness. So I try to compare myself to that. So, glad being next to him now, being with the Dallas Cowboys, it's great to learn a lot from him now.
Have you had a lot of time to, talk to Dez and be out there on the field with him and just see his work ethic and all that?
Of course, yeah. I talked to him for the 3-day minicamp a lot. Since then, he just took me under his wing and, we've been working on things. I asked him questions and answer them for me. And so he just helped me out. So it's been good so far.
Just as a follower of this league and as a football fan, NFL fan, what did you think of this Cowboys offense a year ago in 2016? Obviously, they kind of took the league by storm, and Elliott ran wild, and Prescott, the young quarterback, leading him to 13 wins, both rookie players. Just what Well, some of your thoughts, not knowing obviously then that you will eventually get to find yourself as a piece of this offense, but just watching them turn into something that, is going to be here for a long time, it seems. And how excited, of course, are you now to have your name on this roster with them?
It's a blessing to have my name, compared and be with the Dallas Cowboys and great names, like you mentioned. I've always been a Cowboys fan since I was young, and so this is basically like a dream come true. And so I'm glad to be here, and just the Cowboys is a strong team, and they have a lot to bring. So I'm just glad to be in this position and be with them.
What was the actual experience like, finding out you were signed after you worked out for the team? Where were you when you got the call? Who did you try to, reach out to after? What was that day like for you?
It was a great day. It was a great day. They actually told me he was going to sign me that day after my workout on Thursday, but it wasn't going to be announced till Tuesday. So I kind of just stayed in Dallas and worked out with this receiver coach, and just stayed in shape and was ready for it. So I was excited. But the first person I called was my family. Well, first off, my agent first. I let him know the great news. But I called my pops and my mom. Told them great news, and my uncles and brothers, and it's basically just time to get to work now. Kind of all the stress is over with. Now it's time to get to work and just do what you do.
Wide receiver Lance Renewal already sounding just like a Jason Garrett right type of guy and all that. And so, what are you hoping to get out of now? You're looking forward to the Cowboys are going to their upcoming training camp, of course, in Oxnard, and then they will bounce back to the Star during the preseason and get us into that preseason before the regular season, of course. What are you hoping to get out of the competitiveness of training camp? Because I know personally I've covered this team for the past couple of years, and training camp has become, and this wasn't the case in previous years before I started covering this team, but I followed him as a fan. Training camp for the Cowboys has really become one of the best times to, just be following and paying attention to what this team is doing, because the roster is so competitive. Guys are actually fighting for their jobs. There's depth all over the place, and you notice at the wide receiver position because there's so many guys there. And it's just gonna be intense. It's gonna be a lot of fun, and it seems like you're certainly ready for the challenge of it.
Like I said, coming in, it's going to be, fun coming in with a great group of guys to learn from. And so coming into training camp, I'm just, studying the playbook, learning what I need to learn, and playing hard every play. And like I said, just learning from a great group of guys, and going from there. I'm gonna give my all, and I'm gonna come in, and I'm gonna do what I need to do to stay on this team.
Getting back to what I saw from your game on tape, do you think the blocking element of your game is really something that can help you make an impact as well? Because we know the Cowboys value their running game, and they value wide receivers that can go out there and block. And they've had some injuries at the receiver position through these practices, so they've been in need of guys that can go out and help run these plays the right way with guys blocking on the outside. And that seems to be something you can do as well.
Oh yeah, blocking was something that was very implemented to me even when I played high school ball. That's something my coach preached on. You can't play on the field if you can't block. So kind of carried that game with me, all the way up until college, and now in the pros. So come the same nastiness, like I said, just come with that nastiness. And Dez and Cole Beasley and Terrence Williams, they're all great blockers too, just as well they are playmakers. So like I said, just learning from them great group of guys, and come out there and just bringing that nastiness and that consistency to the team, as that's what we well needed.
What's been your impression so far of the young defensive backs that this Cowboys team has, all over the place? I'm sure you've lined up against different ones and they've thrown different looks at you, and trying to run these guys out to, positions that they're going to end up with throughout the season. Dez Bryant himself has already said that he loves, the way they're competing and the way that they're giving him some challenges and all that. How have you, not only fared against them, but just what are your thoughts on watching that unit do their work?
Yeah, those are great group of guys too as well. Like they come out there, they bring that dog mentality, that nastiness, So that's kind of players you need on your team to compete. So that makes you stay on your toes every day. Like you got to be ready for it. You can't slack off. Can't take no reps off. Can't be lazy because they're coming. So like I said, those are great group of guys to have around. Like Jordan Lewis, Chidobe, and all those guys. They're Xavier Woods. They're all competitors. So being around them, they're just making me be up on my game. So those guys are some great guys.
And lastly, it seemed like also there in the Missouri Valley Conference at Western Illinois that your best games really came against some higher competition. It was a step up in competition for your team, and it was a step up for you there as well to, help try to keep your team in these games and competing against some of the better teams in the country despite being at the lower level there. And so, you know, how much is that alone kind of something that you think that kind of the day in and day out work of the NFL is going to help you? Because we know, you know, you can make plays down the field, you can run different routes, you can block, you can do things, a lot of things actually, that, you know, are going to show up at different times for this team and be impressive. But kind of the daily grind of, again, looking ahead to training camp, where you're going to be out there every single day, knowing that when competition got tough for you in the past, you were able to step up, and it's going to happen again sometime soon.
Yeah, that's all, just having confidence. I'm glad to be at West Illinois, and you know that they showed me love in my school. That's very genuine. That's why I chose to go there. But I'm never afraid of any competition. You know, I put on the same shoes, sweat and bleed just like them. So there's nothing really big on, you know, bigger schools or, you know, bigger competition. You know, it's just all about just coming out there being confident in yourself and going out there and just ball. And you know, I'm never gonna shy away or be scared of any competition. You know, I'm confident in myself and my abilities and what I do to go out there and play hard and give my all, and you know, knowing that I belong here and having no doubt in my mind. So, you know, that's kind of been prepped for me since high school. You know, playing alongside, you know, Quantrell, well, you know, my best friend, and you know, we always had that nastiness in it. So we brought it to here, brought it to college, and I bring it to the pros. So I always had no doubt about competition. Just stronger myself and believing with the confidence I have to go out there and showcase my ability.
And to get you out of here on this, working with, of course, wide receiver coach, the guy in charge of all the talent that the Cowboys have at your position, Derek Dooley, of course, how has the experience of him been? Is, you know, he been impressed with what you've been able to bring, and, you know, what have you been able to learn bouncing things away, you know, back and forth with him?
Oh yeah, coach, like I said, coach, he's a great guy. You know, came in, you know, helped me with the playbook, helped me catching up on the playbook, because, you know, obviously I was kind of late coming in. But you know, he just was impressed, you know, how my ability on special teams coming in, just working hard and you know, giving effort every play. You know, coming in 3 days, you know, I had a lot to learn with the playbook, so they kind of took their time with me, you know, catching up on the playbook. Well, training camp comes, you know, it's go time, so can't have no excuses of, you know, here or there. So I'm gonna be prepared. But like I said, he's a great guy. He's a great guy, great coach. And you know, any questions I need, he's there for me. And I appreciate it.
He is Dallas Cowboys wide receiver Lance Lenoir out of Western Illinois, a name that you definitely need to familiarize yourself with as we look ahead to training camp. He grew up a Cowboys fan, as you just heard, so he has a great story heading out towards Oxnard, where things will heat up, of course, with this competition at the receiver position. And it certainly seems that there's yet another name ready to be thrown into the mix as a competitive guy that we can't wait to see out there. Lance, thanks so much for the time. And again, we do look forward to watching you out there at camp.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for having me.